As Ash continued to drain her, Sin cringed and hoped it wasn't causing her pain. He couldn't stand the thought of her being hurt because of him. Once the demon was completely formed in the jar, Ash released Cat and sat back on his haunches. Cat had long since stopped fighting them. Now she lay quietly against the white cushions, serene and unmoving. Sin held his breath in fear. She was so pale. Her skin was no longer healthy-looking. It held a grayish cast, and her lips appeared to be turning bluish. She was dying.
Acheron?
He hated the note of panic in his voice. Ash grabbed Sin's arm and pulled it across Cat's body.
She'll most likely attack you. Don't let her take too much blood or she could kill you. You sound like you're going somewhere.
I have to take care of the Galu spirit. Sin sucked his breath in sharply as Acheron used a long black claw to slash open his wrist. He hissed in pain. Acheron held Sin's arm over Cat's lips to let the blood drip into her mouth. As soon as the first drop touched her teeth, her eyes opened. Frantically, she grabbed Sin's wrist and held it to her mouth so that she could drink. Her breath scorched him as her tongue tickled his skin, while she sought to get as much of his blood as she could. Without looking at them, Acheron picked up the invisible jar with the demon who kept screaming at them and vanished. Sin was so relieved by Cat's recovery that all he could do was watch her. He should be disgusted by what she was doing, but his gratitude was such that it didn't faze him at all. If bleeding for her would save her, then he'd gladly open a vein any time. At least, that was his thought until she released his wrist and pulled him against her. He saw the hunger in her eyes an instant before she sank her teeth into his neck. The pain was only brief, before a deeply erotic pleasure tore through him. And when it did, a million images began filling his mind. He saw all kinds of moments from Cat's past, her as a child, an adolescent, as a woman. It took him a minute to realize they were her memories. Suddenly the images slowed, and he could hear actual sound bites while they danced through his mind. He saw her in her mother's garden, laughing with other handmaidens, saw her in Greece on a boat with a woman named Geary as they discussed Atlantis. Then the memories changed to a club in Minnesota where Cat was dancing with a blonde woman. It was so strange to be inside Cat like this, and it gave him insight into what it must have been like for her when she'd viewed his dreams. Surreal and dizzying, he had a hard time sorting through the memories. Cradling her head in his hands while she fed, he saw her as a young woman in a girl's white and light blue bedroom, sitting at a white table, reading a small, leather-bound scroll.
Katra!
She jumped at the sound of Artemis's frantic call. What now? She muttered under her breath.
Katra, please, I need your help!
Cat flashed herself from her room to Artemis's bedroom. She drew up short as she saw Sin lying on the bed, half-dressed. He flinched at the image that hit him through his own memories and through hers, but curiosity kept him from banishing it. He wanted to know what had happened that night.